Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is evolving at a rapid pace, and each day seems to bring a wave of innovation, challenge, and community debate. Let's start with a topic that's top of mind for many gamers lately: server reliability, especially the infamous 504 gateway timeout error. Over the past several weeks, users across major gaming platforms have faced frequent server disruptions, often attributed to network inconsistencies and server overloads. This can be immensely frustrating, especially during peak hours or major in-game events, when demand surges and infrastructure struggles to keep up. Developers are encouraging users to refresh their connections and are actively rolling out better monitoring systems to enhance uptime and overall satisfaction. Speaking of innovation, let's turn to Battlefield 6, which is on a mission to revitalize classic first-person shooter gameplay while pushing boundaries with new destruction mechanics. By blending beloved environments with fresh and chaotic elements, Battlefield 6 hopes to attract longtime fans and fresh faces alike, especially in its evolving Battle Royale mode. On the horizon, a flurry of new games and expansions are generating excitement across genres and communities. Age of Empires 2 is about to welcome the Chronicles, Alexander the Great expansion, promising new campaigns and gameplay depth for strategy enthusiasts. Meanwhile, Marvel Cosmic Invasion is in the works with high hopes for engaging action and deep lore, building anticipation among both Marvel fans and gamers. The indie darling Hollow Knight: Silksong is preparing a long-awaited release, with special in-game character tributes fostering a strong connection to its vibrant community. Demon Slayer: The Hinokami Chronicles 2 made news with the announcement that the iconic antagonist Muzan Kibutsuji will join as a free DLC on September 18, 2025. His unique gameplay mechanics are already a hot topic on fan forums. However, not all headlines are game-centric. The intersection of gaming platforms and societal safety is catching the attention of lawmakers. Discord and Steam have come under congressional scrutiny regarding their roles in user radicalization, sparking renewed dialogue about moderation, safety, and operational accountability. Striking the right balance between community vibrance and user protection remains one of the industry's most complex challenges. In hardware news, Logitech unveiled the G Pro X2 Super Strike mouse, featuring customizable actuation points and haptic feedback. These enhancements aren't just technical novelties. They represent a push to deliver a more responsive and immersive experience, especially for competitive gamers. Logitech is setting a new bar in the realm of gaming peripherals. The theme of adaptation also echoes across game content, with titles like Crusader Kings 3 receiving frequent updates in response to ongoing player feedback. Studios are demonstrating that listening and responding to their communities post-launch is fundamental to long-term success. And the lines between gaming and other entertainment mediums continue to blur. Sega and Spotify recently teamed up to release a Sonic Racing playlist, amplifying energy on and off the track. Music is increasingly recognized as a powerful tool for deepening player immersion and emotional engagement. More studios are betting on generative AI to help create richer, more dynamic game worlds, with ZeniMax Online Studios among those leading the charge. They're seeking to carefully balance automation's benefits with the need for authentic, player-centric content. Meanwhile, the VR landscape is heating up as Valve primes its Steam Frame for launch, aiming to recapture market share from established competitors like Meta. Recent user surveys have shown impressive levels of interest, hinting that Valve might be set for a comeback in the virtual reality race. Community-driven titles frequently find themselves responding to feedback, and Vampire: The Masquerade – Bloodlines 2 offers a prime example. Following significant backlash against paywalled special clans, developers have agreed to bring these groups into the core game, ensuring everyone can join in. This shift highlights the growing influence of communities on game design and accessibility. Nostalgia continues to shape development choices, but it's not without controversy. Remakes like Elder Scrolls IV, Oblivion have proven that there's a demand for classic experiences with modern polish, even as some worry about potential innovation stagnation. In an intriguing stat, 85% of players engaging with these remakes are jumping in for the first time, demonstrating their enduring appeal. Sustainable growth remains a priority as studios juggle regulatory changes, player preferences, and the need for creativity. Finding a balance between tried-and-true approaches and bold experimentation is key to fostering a healthy, innovative gaming ecosystem. The relationship between the gaming industry and military technology has quietly deepened over recent years, with notable crossovers like Lockheed Martin's Mako hypersonic missile developments. These partnerships not only shape gaming experiences, but also fuel broader discussions about tech, security, and ethical responsibility. Graphics technology is racing ahead as AMD debuts its Redstone upscaling, delivering impressive visual improvements and intensifying the ongoing graphics competition. Enhanced performance and more photorealistic visuals mean developers can bring even greater detail and immersion to their worlds, raising the bar for everyone. Creative titles like Ambrosia Sky and House of Necrosis remind us that bold narratives are alive and well, with both games set to explore unique story-driven concepts this year. It's not just about new stories. Major events are also making headlines. Nintendo recently confirmed its appearance at PAX Australia 25, set to take place from October 10th to 12th, and is bringing a slate of premier titles. These include Pokémon Legends, ZA, Kirby Air Riders, Hyrule Warriors, Age of Imprisonment, and highly anticipated demos for Hollow Knight, Silksong, among others. Attendees will enjoy exclusive hands-on experiences, and Nintendo is hinting at surprise announcements to further boost the event's excitement. Dying Light. The Beast is also drawing attention thanks to its refined gameplay complexity and narrative, and more than a million pre-orders reflect sky-high anticipation. The team's immersive promotional campaigns have helped set the stage for what could be one of the standout launches of the year. Behind every game is a story about culture and philosophy, as we saw with recent remarks from Hideki Kamiya on the development history of Scalebound. His commentary reveals the complex interplay between creative vision, cultural influences, and tech-driven innovation that shapes every project. The topic of in-game betting is also making the rounds, with more players seeking to make the most of wagers by understanding odds, researching outcomes, and managing their bankrolls. As always, these experiences are best enjoyed responsibly, with the focus on fun and community connection rather than financial gain. Mobile games remain a crucial engine for growth, and new releases like Jackbox Party Pack 11 and Wuthering Waves are embracing deeply engaging narratives and mechanics. These launches highlight the importance of storytelling and active player communities in shaping mobile gaming's future. Highly anticipated horror title Silent Hill F has already received a critical score of 36 out of 40 ahead of release. While the narrative is praised for its intrigue and atmosphere, some early concerns about certain gameplay features have surfaced. Something to keep an eye on. Counter-Strike 2, meanwhile, is raising the standards for shooter experiences with updates that include overhauled audio design and the debut of sub-tick shooting mechanics. This reflects a broader trend toward promoting fair, precise, and highly competitive gameplay environments. Early access launches aren't without challenges, as seen with Skate, which struggled with server loads as more than 80,000 concurrent users surged online. While players are enjoying the customization possibilities, technical hiccups underscored just how important robust infrastructure is at launch. Over in the console space, Sony rolled out their PS5 system software, Update 25.06.12.B, on September 17th, addressing DualSense controller performance and various stability issues. reports from the PlayStation community indicate a noticeably smoother user experience post-update. For fans of Fall Guys, the current mood is a bit uncertain. A drop in active player numbers has sparked speculation about the game's longevity and Mediatonic's future commitment. For now, the developer has yet to announce any shutdowns, but eyes are on the next few updates. Nostalgia and innovation continue to spark debate, this time with news of an Assassin's Creed 4. Black Flag remake in the works. Developers are reportedly scrapping the controversial modern-day segments in favor of tighter RPG mechanics, aiming for an early 2026 release. This strikes at the heart of the ongoing conversation around balancing what fans love about classic experiences with creative reinvention. As gaming studios face greater scrutiny, fostering a culture of accountability is proving central to healthier workplaces and more inclusive, respectful gaming communities. Players and advocacy groups alike are calling for clear policies and leadership responsibility throughout all levels of development. Franchises are maintaining their momentum with constant content drops, evidenced by DLC like Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2's Future Saga Chapter 3. Meanwhile, Marvel Rivals fans are buzzed about the recent leak of a Punisher summer skin, generating plenty of excitement for the game's release window. Developers are also embracing targeted marketing strategies by offering free PS5 demos of upcoming games on the PlayStation Store. This lets players try before buying, easing decision anxiety and encouraging broader engagement. Cultural celebrations and partnerships continue to play a part in the industry's appeal and longevity. Nintendo's celebration of Super Mario's 40th anniversary is being marked with limited edition events, in-game bonuses, and new merchandise. Collaborations like Pokemon-inspired snacks and drinks are also keeping beloved franchises in the public eye and engaging a wide spectrum of gamers. Seasonal and in-game events are rolling out continuously, with Once Humans Blood Moon event and Diablo 4's Season of Infernal Chaos promising new features, rewards, and storylines. These timed updates give dedicated fans fresh content to explore and keep communities active. Looking toward new directions, Buildis launches this week on Nintendo Switch, bringing fresh mechanics to the console's library. Meanwhile, Moros Protocol's upcoming reviews have the player base buzzing about its innovative gameplay twists. These games illustrate how publishers are striving to cater to both mainstream audiences and niche aficionados through clever storytelling and cutting-edge design. In a move to empower local developers and foster inclusivity, Xbox Game Camp Africa is returning in 2025. Through mentorship and hands-on workshops, organizers hope to deliver new opportunities and resources to aspiring game creators across the continent. The international focus doesn't stop there. Global development insights like those shared by Shiro Maekawa regarding Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma, speak to the importance of both honoring tradition and embracing innovation. Studios are encouraged to take risks while maintaining the heart and soul of franchises, ensuring old and new fans have something to anticipate. Wrapping up, the past week's headlines reiterate the interconnectedness of gaming with technology, culture, and community, highlighting why this industry is so dynamic and resilient. Whether you're here for the tech, for the stories, or just to have fun, there's never been a more exciting time to be part of the gaming world. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.